It's starting that time of the year for us in human resources when we're starting to come to you and bring contract recommendations to you. So at this time, we are doing a recommendation. We have verified with all the supervising administrators for this group of people, but I'm asking that you you can look at the list of people that we have on the list of recommendations, and these are our current principals and other positions as far as directors, assistant superintendents, superintendents of that nature. So it's principals and everybody higher in those positions that we're asking that you review and renew their contracts for next school year.
Without asking who they are, you would tell us if there were any that were not on the list that, were before?
Oh, it's the same list as we started the school year with.
Okay.
That's a wonderful.
It's a great thing.
Yes. Yes.
I think
I was walking out on a limb to ask, but I'm glad to
hear. Not sure we'd be doing this in open session if that were the case.
Well, that's why I didn't ask their names.
That's just the epitome of the trickle down theory, if that's a legitimate. Is our leadership stays, the people right under them who depend on them will stay, the teachers, and then everybody under that person's leadership will stay. So, thank you.
So, since you're an administrator, why don't you move to...
Okay. I move approval of the recommendation of the superintendent to renew and issue non-Chapter 21 contracts, probationary contracts, and term contracts for the 2018-19 school year for administrators.
Second.
Thank you.
I have a motion by Ms. Waller, a second by Dr. Warnenberger. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.